And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the third week of May 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who has almost sworn as much as Samuel L. Jackson, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay. The fact of the matter is that I think Sam Jackson and I could get in a swear off pretty easily. You know, I got that maritime blood in me, and it's full of a bunch of cussings. So, yeah, don't get me started.
I do think Samuel Jackson could. If I was to place bets, I would put my money on Jackson.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. You're picking the wrong side of the bet on this one.
That's true. I might lose some money on that. I'll only bet a couple bucks.
Only bet a couple bucks? That's a smart play on your end.
Yeah. Yeah, can't risk it. But anything new going on with your life?
You know, nothing too new. Just living my life day by day, one sad, lonely, depressing day at a time. Whoa, that got really dark there for a second.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, the coronavirus isn't exactly helping.
No. Just been same on my end, except not as depressing. Just been hanging out, watching movies, playing video games.
I will say this, you know. However, it is nice to see some stuff opening back up.
Yeah, things are opening back up, so that's good. I've been running now because the weather's been a lot nicer. So since the gym hasn't been opened, I figured I'd do something. And yeah, that's pretty much it in my life. Jackbox, I've been playing a lot of that with my family or friends. I actually played it with my family yesterday, and they have the newer packs where you can make a family-friendly version, right?
You can make a family-friendly version. That's no fun.
Well, maybe it is funner. That's up to interpretation, because I set it up because I have a 7-year-old daughter. Or, whoa, 7-year-old sister.
Whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, that would have been quite a news story. But no, I have a 7-year-old sister, so when I play with the family, I set it up for family-friendly version so she can play and I don't have to get in trouble with my parents. So I had it set up for family-friendly, and we played a game where you have to draw different things, and we ended up having to draw a nude colony. Family-friendly version, nude colony. Half of us had to draw it, and then the other half had to, like, guess who's an alien. And so myself, my girlfriend, and my 7-year-old sister, all three of us had to draw a nude colony. And the three that were watching, they were just watching me and my girlfriend just freak out. We were looking at our phones going, what are we supposed to do? Like, if we don't draw this, they're going to think we're the aliens. But if we do draw this, I might be on a timeout like halfway across Canada from my mom. So okay. I eventually just went, hey, you know what? I put on family friendly version on the system. It's not my fault that the system decides to just throw caution to the wind. I'm not going to screw it up. So I drew the best dang nude colony I could on Jackbox. I drew two dudes with their wings out. I drew a girl with these big boobs just to really show these people are fully nude and ready to go. And, you know, nobody thought I was the alien from there on out because I drew a pretty dang good drawing. My mom seemed very embarrassed when she had to look at my drawing and go, yeah, he nailed it.
So safe to say you got put in the metaphorical doghouse.
Yeah, I went on a timeout for a few hours in my own home. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you've been on a really, really long timeout this entire...
Yeah, the last few months have been a timeout anyway, so nothing's changed. And that's when I went for the run. My timeout was actually doing exercise. That was my punishment.
That was your punishment?
Yeah. I was like, curses! I can't eat any more Doritos!
Oh, god damn it. I gotta exercise.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, Alex. Maybe the family-friendly version is actually the fun version.
Family-friendly version, apparently you're allowed to draw nude colonies. So
yeah, in the non-friendly family version, we're just drawing people running or, I don't know, someone drinking a coffee. Nobody had to do anything like that. So I feel like we've been missing out with the friend group.
You know what? I am down for some family friendly, whatever you may call it, game.
Yeah, it was funny because then the rest of the game, we all thought my little sister, my 7-year-old sister, we thought she was an alien because her drawing of a nude colony was a raccoon by a dinner table.
What?
Well, that's what it looked like to me. I don't know what she drew. That's what I thought the drawing looked like. So the entire time I was like, I know she doesn't know what it is, but it was definitely not a raccoon. So I feel like she's an alien. And nope, ends up she was a human. So she really was just so innocent and pure. She didn't know what a nude colony was.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was funny.
I don't know how you get raccoon by a table.
Well, you know. I don't know. Maybe I can't connect the dots. You'd have to ask my 7-year-old sister. We'll put her, she'll be the guest at the end of the podcast. We'll do my brother, now my sister. We'll go through the family.
She'll be the guest, and I'll get to ask her what she thinks a nude colony is.
Yeah, my mom would love that. I would have to go for another run if you asked that question.
Well, I don't want to force you to exercise, so I will
hold off. Okay, good. Well, speaking of force, we have the top story here, which is some hackers that have apparently stolen some files from a law firm, and they have given a ransom for Lady Gaga and Drake. And the bigger one is they have threatened to release quote-unquote dirty laundry on Donald Trump.
Oh my god, another Trump story.
So the hackers are, you know, the hackers, they got nothing to do. They're stuck in quarantine just like the rest of us. They're humans as well, believe it or not. They're not just robots. And yes, they have thought, you know what, we're just going to hack into this law firm. Who knows how they did it, but they're throwing out ransom notes and threats. These people are stopping at nothing. So what do you think, the dirty laundry is on Trump, first of all?
Probably something along the lines of him being a shitty president.
Well, that's not dirty laundry. That's just, you know.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to think. What would be, do you think it's literally dirty laundry and they just know the location of where he puts his dirty clothes in the White House?
It probably stinks so bad that Trump doesn't want it to be aired out. You know what? They probably don't want his laundry covering the city of New York, because I've heard his laundry is as big as his ego.
All right. No personal attacks on the president, Alex. We don't want to get this podcast canceled.
Oh, gosh darn. Do I need to go into a timeout after that one?
I'm going to have my mom send you personally on a timeout. You're going for a run.
Okay. Gosh darn it.
All right. Whew. Glad we fixed that. I'll have Trump give you a call, and he'll be like, Alex, you're fired. Go for a run.
Fake news.
You need some exercise. I know it. You know it. We all know it. I should really work on my Trump impression.
It wasn't half bad.
Oh, thank you. I'm atrocious with impressions. I do a better job of my mother. Quentin, that was a horror. That was a great nude colony drawing. Now go for a run. Yes, Mom. Yes.
Oh, I've met your mom briefly, and I can attest that does sound like her.
Yeah, that was actually her voice. I just pulled her up on the call.
Oh, okay. Hi, Quentin's mom.
Yeah, so Donald Trump, you know, he's in some hot water. You know, he's in hot water a lot, but this time, hopefully, we can figure out who the hackers are. Do we have a clue as to who the hackers are? Are these Hillary Clinton's employees?
I mean, it's quite possibly. You know, I think this could be a number of people. It could even be Kanye West. Remember, he said he wanted to run for president in 2020?
That is true.
So, I mean, I would not hold it. I would not hold it past Kanye.
Now, do we think this could be some 200 IQ level play here? Do we think the hackers are Donald Trump himself, and he is threatening to release dirty laundry on Trump? Trump's pretending to be the hackers. He's going to take some money from Lady Gaga and Drake. You know, you could always go for an extra $42 million. No biggie. Why not? And he's threatening to release some laundry on himself, but it's actually not going to be dirty laundry. Do you think it could be something like, this is the hacker, I have some information on Trump, and he failed to comply. The dirty laundry on Trump is he has the world's largest penis. And it's actually like a compliment. Trump will be like, oh no, it's, oh, you guys know. It's huge. I'll admit, I know it. You now know it. We all know it. It's huge.
I will pay you money if that actually happens, because that will be worth every fucking penny.
That would be awesome if the dirty laundry is actually just like a giant compliment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This just came in. Donald Trump is the best at drawing nude colonies.
Oh, Donald, you crazy, crazy person.
I actually just watched, it's funny how this news story came up, and I just watched the film Lady Gaga was in, A Star Is Born, yesterday. So, you know, Lady Gaga really being my focus for the last 24 hours. I never even, like, considered her name before that.
Now, what did you think of that movie?
I didn't like it, but, you know.
You didn't like it because it's a, because it's got music in it?
It's because it got music in it. I'm a simple man. If they're singing, I'm out, unless it's Wicker Man.
I mean, you gave it 3 stars, I guess.
And that was because I did like the storyline about alcoholism. The first half, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the worst. But the last 40 minutes, they actually had some really awesome scenes. So it really bumped it up near the end.
You know what? Fair enough.
I really do like to think it's just Donald Trump with a ski mask, with the eye holes cut out, and he just sits by a different computer. The dude has to own like 12 computers. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he uses one of them with a fake hacker ID. What would be the best fake hacker name?
Best fake hacker name?
Yeah.
This is not the real Donald Trump.
That's good. That's a good one.
That'll steer people away from thinking it's Donald Trump.
Yeah, or like Clinton Forever Fan 420.
Clinton Forever Fan?
Yeah.
Does it have to have the 420, or
it doesn't have to, you know. I just feel like they always have numbers at the end, and the really funny people always have 420, 69. So, although Welling is a pro at swearing, there has been a thread online between Samuel L. Jackson and Jonah Hill, of all people. And wouldn't you know it, according to online, Jonah Hill has sworn more in films than Samuel L. Jackson himself.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I remember watching some of the some Jonah Hill movies, and well, he does swear a lot.
Yeah. So Jonah Hill has announced that he is humbled by this fact, that he's humbled that he has been the one to dethrone Samuel L. Jackson. And the movie that pushed him over the edge was The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's the movie that pushed him over the edge?
Yeah, Jonah Hill, believe it or not, swore 715 times during the 180-minute film.
Yo, I need to go watch The Wolf of Wall Street, man.
That sounds pretty ludicrous to me. How many swear words would that be? That would be 6 swear words every minute?
Something like that. Like, I need to watch this movie, and I need to create a drinking game. Every time Jonah Hill swears, I take a shot.
So you're going to take 715 shots, according to this article?
Yeah, I'm dead to rights on this one.
Something just tells me you're going to have to hit pause 10 minutes in. I don't think any human being could do that. Maybe that could be a way for you to build up your tolerance. Just
exactly.
Every night, you play 5 minutes of the film, and you just add 5 minutes every time, and you just eventually build up a tolerance.
Yeah. A month later, I'll let you know how good the movie is.
Yeah, you can tell me the ending in a month.
Jeez.
If you remember it by the time you get to the end.
See, here me thinking it was going to be like one of his comedy movies, like maybe this is the end that pushed him over the limits, but Wolf of Wall Street, really?
Now, one of Jonah Hill's co-stars, great co-star of his, Seth Rogen, responded to this Instagram post that Jonah Hill released about beating out Samuel L. Jackson. And even Rogen says, the dream. Like, that's the dream, to beat Samuel L. Jackson in swearing. How many people do you think have actually sworn more than Samuel L. Jackson? Because if Jonah Hill can beat him, maybe it's not as much as we all think.
I don't know, man. Sam Jackson's a fucking star, so I don't know about that. So, but the problem is that you started off this podcast by saying I have to get into a competition with Sam L. Jackson. I might have to get into a competition with Jonah Hill now, because what the fuck?
I know. I didn't want to say that at the beginning of the intro. I didn't want to spoil the Jonah Hill coming out on top, because this is a true underdog story. I think everyone just assumes it's Jackson. But as of now, it's Jonah Hill. And yeah. I think with this information dropped and it trending this week, I'm sure Jackson knows about it. I don't know if he actually responded, but I'm certain he's aware of this. And I can guarantee he now has his contract saying, I must swear at least 100 times in this film for me to play it. Like, I think he wants to get this back. There's no way Samuel L. Jackson read this article and looked at Jonah Hill's Instagram post and been like, yeah, okay, congratulations, man, well earned, I'm just gonna let you have it, it's all fine.
Yeah, but like, what upcoming movies though? Like, is there, are they gonna let him swear in the Avengers?
No, that's what I was about to say. I think he's going to ask Marvel to just drop his contract. I think he's going to start seeking movies that he can swear in. I blame Disney. Once again, Disney ruins everything, and it helps everything, but in this case, it has killed Jackson's path to being the king of swearing. He's lost that title now because he's been too busy playing Nick Fury. He's got to definitely change up his tune here. Do you see Jonah Hill playing in a Marvel film? No, because he's too busy trying to beat Jackson at swearing.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Poor Sam Jackson. He was the craziest motherfucker around, and now he's been surpassed.
Yeah, and it also says here, obviously it's nearly impossible to count how many times they have both sworn in every single film. That would just take forever. So we don't have the numbers of their total swearing combined, but we do have a rough estimate as to how many different curse words they have said in their films.
Oh no.
Samuel L. Jackson has sworn 301 different profanities, while Jonah has sworn 376 different profanities. And I'll be honest with you, Alex, I only thought there was like 10.
They must be like, you must be like, be able to take like different iterations. Like, is fucking and fuck two different ones?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Oh yeah. It's definitely fucker, fuck, fucking, motherfucker. Those are four different ones.
But 376 times? What the tits?
I do not know. I do not know where they got all these swear words from. But that's what the current standing is at. So do you think that's also going to be in Jackson's requests when coming into a film? He's going to say, I have to swear at least 100 times, and 20 of those have to be new swear words.
You got to start creating swear words.
Yeah, he's got to catch up to Jonah over here.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you got to start making new swear words. Hey, what's that? What's that on your head? Oh, it's some hair? Guess what? That's a swear word now.
So, Scorsese, he made Wolf of Wall Street. He likes to have these films that include a lot of swearing. Uh-huh. I guess, you know, Martin just loves those swear words. Is that the next path for Jackson? I believe Pulp Fiction would likely be the film he swore the most, so bouncing off of Tarantino and moving on to Scorsese, should he pull Martin aside and be like, hey, this new film that you're making that's for a ridiculous budget that's likely going to a streaming service, I want to be the lead.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. I just don't think Scorsese would want to hire him on for a role because, I mean, Sam Jackson is built for a Tarantino movie. I'm not so sure that Sam Jackson is built for a Scorsese movie. They're like two different animals here. So I don't know. It would be interesting.
That's true. I guess we have to see what role he'd be good for his upcoming film. The lead might be pretty hard, but we'll see. Should we do the different approach? Should we have Samuel L. Jackson forge Jonah's signature and have him sign up for an upcoming Marvel contract for like the next 10 years to keep him busy?
Yeah, just bait Marvel into signing Jonah Hill to a 10-year contract, and yeah. Sam Jackson's like, peace him out.
Yeah, Jonah Hill's like, wait a second, I didn't sign this. 10 years of my life making 5 more Avenger films? What? I can't swear? No, the trend is ruined.
The trend is ruined. Oh, goodness.
So, you know, Jackson, he has 2 paths to take here. He's got to take one of them. You know, I believe in Jackson. You can catch up here. Or Jonah Hill could really just... Do you think Jonah Hill is just now going to be a swearing machine now? Is that his new title?
Oh, yeah. He's gonna be swearing like five swear words a minute here.
All right. So the next story here, we can move on over to John Krasinski. I don't know if we talked about, but he has started a new YouTube channel called Some Good News. I don't really follow it, but my girlfriend watches it, and, you know, I kind of look over her shoulder every now and then. You know, just wanting to make sure she's not texting any other guys. But sometimes I look over her shoulder, and she's got Some Good News playing, where John Krasinski, you know, talks about nice stuff. Kind of the opposite of this podcast. We talk about funny stuff. He just talks about nice, sweet things. And a story went viral where he got everybody from the cast of The Office, similar to the Parks and Rec reunion special, The Office decided to host a wedding dance party with a couple that just got married online by Krasinski himself. He got himself as the ordained minister, and he got this couple married online, and the entire cast came to celebrate, and they did the same dance moves they did in the show during the wedding on the show. Once again, I believe we've spoken about this. You're not a huge Office guy, but did you hear about this story?
I know there's been some Office things going around. I didn't know it was a whole-blown wedding.
Yep, they all just popped in to dance a little, you know. They all had their signature moves. Kevin had tissue. He had some tissue boxes as his shoes, because in the show, that's what happened. And they all had like their little moments, just like the show. It was really adorable. I'll be honest with you, it was about a 2 to 3 minute dance, and it was about 10 times as touching as the 30-minute Parks and Rec special. It was amazing. Oh, Andrew got very upset there. I'm more emotionally connected to The Office. I thought it was great.
You know what, Andrea? Tell us some good news.
Yeah, Andrea, what was not... What made the Parks and Rec more touching?
They did put more effort into it.
I'll give them that.
And their characters fit more. Like, there's only 2 people that actually fit their characters on The Office, like, really, really.
Well, there you have it. Andrew was more touched by Parks and Rec. I was more touched by The Office. So, you know, very open-ended there, but you can watch both of them. The Office video is on YouTube for free, so maybe that's an incentive. And the Parks and Rec... I don't really know where you can find it. It's somewhere, you know, just look for it. I'm sure you can find it.
It hasn't disappeared. It's got to be somewhere.
Exactly. It's in the internet. It's somewhere out there. I'm sure you'll find it.
Mm-hmm. No, the touching wedding, Jake and Amy's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That was a touching wedding.
Oh my gosh, we're getting more and more worse takes. Well, actually, we spoke about Scorsese, obviously.
Right.
So I guess we can move on to another big iconic film from the past, and that would be Scarface. Have you heard about them doing a reboot?
All I'll say is why? Is this because of Tiger King? Just why?
What, you think because someone made a reference to Scarface on Tiger King, that's it. people are clamoring for the reboot.
Yeah, somebody saw the Tiger King. They saw that reference made, and they're like, Scarface, that was a really good and popular movie.
Oh, okay. I like it. So, yeah, if something pop culture references something, is that why they did the Scooby-Doo movie that just got released? Is it because there's been a lot of memes about Shaggy over the years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
The memes are bringing movies back. Well, then should we pick a movie that we really like? For example, Treasure Planet on your behalf. Should we just find a really iconic photo from there, turn it into a meme?
Yes.
And I believe Disney's already making a live action reboot for it. But if they haven't, they'll definitely jump on it then.
Listen, you had me sold at Treasure Planet.
There he goes. I like the idea. Just companies, if they just see a meme, they'll instantly make a reboot off of something.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And Scarface isn't even a meme. They just said the word once on the Tiger King, and they just went, that's it, sold, gotta have it.
Yep, absolutely. You know what, Disney, you better not be fucking fooling me with that Treasure Planet remake. That better be happening.
All right, well, we'll hold our breath for that. I believe they're in the works, but it's also during the time of COVID, so who knows when that will be released.
That's the perfect time to get most of it done. You get your storyboarding done. You get all the important behind the scenes stuff done. You just can't really start filming.
I'm going to be real with you, Alex. I think the writers are just going to be too busy watching Tiger King to really sit down and write a story for Treasure Planet.
Why does Tiger King got to ruin everything?
And if people like you tweet at Disney about, oh, is the script for Treasure Planet coming out? You know what the response is going to be, right?
What's the response
going to be? It's going to be just like Black Mirror last week. They're just going to go, oh, guys, it's just so depressing right now. We can't write anything. Ugh, we just can't.
How dare you? At least they have an idea to work with Treasure Planet.
That is true. But they also have announced that it's going to be Luca, I'm not going to even say the last name because I'll butcher it, and the Coen brothers working on the film. Luca is going to be the director for the film, and the Coen brothers are going to help write it.
The Coen. Oh, well, then you're gonna love this movie then, because you're recently a Coen brothers fan.
And that is why I am bringing it up.
This is why this is a story, because Quentin loved The Big Lebowski.
And Fargo and No Country for Old Men. All three of those films are absolutely spectacular. Now, the Coen brothers, they aren't directing, they're purely writing. So that is, you know, a bit of a bummer. A pretty big bummer. If they were directing, I would have been 100% on board with this. But, you know, they're writing. I have faith in this film now. I haven't seen the original, but I plan on watching it soon.
Let me guess, it's on that list of 1,001 greatest movies.
I'm assuming it is.
It's got to be somewhere in there.
That's true. I plan on watching the original Scarface soon. Do I think the reboot's going to be great? I don't know, maybe. I guess I don't have as much attachment to the original since I haven't even seen it yet. I don't have nostalgia for it. So I think I will be one of the few that won't hate it. But I don't think this is going to do well. I feel like if you do a reboot off of any famous classic, it's not going to hold up.
Now, here's the thing. Do you think they will recast Al Pacino in his starring role as Tony Montana?
That's a good question. That is a good question. I think so. Do you think they would recast him, or... Do you think they would have him?
Al Pacino is a ageless wonder. He's the only person to play that role, and he should get the respect that's due.
Actually, I'm starting to think about it more. It's called a reboot, and I think that means they're just going to reboot the cast. It'd be hard to call it a reboot if it's the same actor playing the same character. Am I right?
Oh my goodness, this is just like Will Smith doing the genie. It's just not going to be the same.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, exactly. It's definitely gonna be different. Hopefully, it'll be like Will Smith and the Genie, and they'll find someone that at least has a different and enjoyable twist to it. Like, Will Smith did a pretty decent job playing a different type of Genie. So maybe if they just played Scarface at a different angle, since this is a reboot and had a different actor, it could work. I'm still optimistic, but you're right. It's gonna be hard to hold a candle to Al Pacino's Scarface compared to Robin Williams' Genie. It's just hard to really compare. But, I have faith in them. If I have faith in anyone, it's going to be the Coen brothers. I love them. So I believe that they can do well with this. Back in 2017, when they were working on this, Diego Luna was slated to reprise Al Pacino's role.
So my question to that is, who?
Yeah, that was also 2017. We haven't had an update since then for who's going to be playing the lead role.
And this is a story now? Oh, you just put this on here because you suddenly got a Coen Brothers boner.
No, the story was released yesterday that they officially announced the director and writers.
But they said they started working on it back in 2017.
Right, on like getting the cast and stuff, but they're officially like, we still don't know who the official lead is. They said they're playing with Luna. Don't listen to this. This is just hearsay, but we officially know the writer and director for this film. The rest of it is just word of mouth. There is no confirmation. And I think it's because they're still trying to find someone to work that works best with the script. But the only thing this does let us know is they aren't looking at Al Pacino. If their first get was Diego Luna, if that was the first thing they thought of was not Al Pacino, probably won't be Al Pacino. I think they're trying to go for a full reboot here. Do you think they're going to bring anyone back? Kind of like the Jumanji reprise, they had the woman be in the cafeteria as like a little connection between the films. Do you think they're going to have even just like a minor character connect the films together? Or do you think they're just going to go straight reboot?
I think it's quite possible. Like, one of the fun things about reboots and remakes is putting like those little nods to the classics.
Yeah, I think so too. They have to have some kind of Easter egg, fun little
Yeah,
callbacks.
thank you. That's the word I was looking for, Easter egg.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll have someone there. It's just unfortunately not going to be our boy Al. Al's just too busy playing in Scorsese films.
Yeah.
Dang success.
Gosh darn success, why'd you have to do this?
We also have some news here that we had a celebrity, Mary-Kate Olsen, trying to file for a divorce this week, and it has been announced that you cannot file a divorce at the moment because the judges deem it non-essential at the moment due to, the times.
Wait, so hold on. You mean to tell me she's stuck with somebody she doesn't want to be with?
Yeah, I thought that's why I wanted to discuss this. I thought that was crazy how you can't get a divorce right now. It's not essential because, obviously a lot of things are going on right now. But yeah, if you don't want to be with someone, which you know what? I'm sure at the moment, a lot of people don't want to be stuck in a house with people right now. So I'm sure this is something that a lot of people can relate to. And if you're married to them, well, you're just straight up out of luck. You better enjoy that run because you cannot do anything about the marriage at the moment, which I guess isn't that big of a deal. She could, as soon as this is all blown over in a few months, hopefully, then that we can get this fixed.
Who knows? Maybe a few months being stuck with her estranged husband might fix the relationship.
Oh, you're si Oh, okay. So yeah, do you think the judge is just really pro her husband and he's like, Mary Kate, you're gonna get stuck in this room with him and you're gonna love him, god damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Because he definitely would say that.
This is like tale as old as time. This is Beauty and the Beast all over again. Did Belle really love the Beast? He's all big and burly and scary looking. Probably not, but she got stuck with him. And gosh dang it, she loved that guy. And I bet you that's what's gonna happen to Mary Kate. I think you nailed it.
Exactly. I see. I sometimes have brilliant ideas.
Yeah, she wanted a divorce. She gets stuck with him for another few months, realizes, this big, burly, scary man, he's the man of my dreams. And, rest is history. I think this is the start to a beautiful story. Now, this took place in New York. Do you think that could have been a factor? Like, would a smaller town, could you get a divorce in a smaller town, per se? But New York, it's so big, they really, unless it's absolutely essential, they can't really allow it at the moment.
I mean, it's definitely quite possible. New York definitely is a mecca city, so, I mean, it's definitely something to keep an eye out for.
You know, fingers crossed for the Mary-Kate relationship to possibly, you know, work. If not, in a few weeks we might be discussing, or a few months, I guess, be discussing that Mary-Kate is now single and on the market. Now, one more bit of sad news before we move on to sports here. Might be more sad than not being able to get a divorce. Is the Frozen musical on Broadway. They have officially stopped. They've shut down and they will not reopen after the pandemic. COVID-19 has killed another soul out there.
Goodbye, Frozen. I will say that I will not miss you because I never saw your show. But at the same time, it would have been nice to see your show, just to see another movie spun into a Broadway musical for a cash grab.
Yeah, Broadway, it's a shame they had to let it go, but it's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, you're making you did this story so that you can make a let it go joke, didn't you?
Yeah, let's just get all the puns out of the way, right?
Yeah, you could say this musical has been frozen in time.
Whoa.
But you're right. People should just, you know, let it go, face the facts that the coronavirus has ruined everything.
Yeah, they still have the Lion King and Aladdin Broadway musicals still going. Disney normally does have a lot of success with their Broadway musicals. I believe Frozen shutting down was the first time in forever.
I'm done. Oh, that was bad. I'm glad I understood that, but that was bad.
What are we talking about? That was the best one yet.
Well, you got me laughing pretty hard. I'll give you that one.
They shut down. Apparently, they were doing well after Frozen 2 was released in November. Apparently, a lot of people were showing up, but they had a lot of tickets that were bought during the time that they had to resell, and they just lost all the money to continue it. I'm surprised this is the first Broadway show that I've at least noticed. Maybe it's because it's Disney, and Disney's really good at trending. It's making themselves trend. But I don't recall any other musicals having to shut down forever. Like, you really think this would have been one of the biggest hits. I never really thought about it, but at least the movie industry, they can still release their movies on VOD or on streaming services. Musicals, yeah, can't.
I've had a couple of movies get released on VOD that I have to go watch.
Yeah, like movies, even though it's not ideal, they can still recover at least the money they spent. They just won't be making much profit. But that's why the Frozen Broadway shut down, purely because they couldn't even make the money back that they spent, so they just lost everything. I'm surprised all of Broadway isn't like, this could really damage the entire industry. Obviously, me and Alex, we don't really go to those Broadway shows. We're not big play guys. So this probably doesn't revolve around us. Who knows? Maybe this is like the last play to have remained and it's completely done now. Yeah. But from my knowledge, this is the only one, and that's pretty shocking.
Our high school drama teacher would be so disappointed in you for saying that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mrs. Dyer. I can't control him.
Oh, are you yourself still high in the play industry?
I mean, I don't go and watch them, but I mean, if I were to go watch one, I'd probably enjoy it.
So are there any others that are shut down? Are you aware of Cats being finally closed? West Side Story?
Yes. Well, I mean, Cats being closed was just like a gift given us from the gods.
Whoa, why are you hating on the greatest film of 2019?
The greatest film of 2019? Quentin, we've already established what the greatest film of 2019 was. It's obviously the lighthouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Can't forget about that.
Yes. Lighthouse won the ranked 2019 film podcast. If you haven't listened to it, that is a spoiler.
Yes. If you haven't listened to it, spoiler alert, the Lighthouse definitely won. But, you know, you should go give it a listen anyways.
Yeah, it blew everything else out of the water. We all had it at number one. It's just a beloved film. Watch the film, then listen to the podcast.
Yeah, definitely not confusing at all.
No. Crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, no, it was straightforward. I would dare say very simple premise. I understood it with sober, one-shot everything. Very clear.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely don't need subtitles for this movie.
No. Definitely in color. Don't need to worry about black and white. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you get the full use of your TV, too. It's just not like a little box.
No. Yeah. But speaking of sarcasm, Cats, second best film of the year, right?
Yes. Definitely. Second best film of the year, 100%.
To be fair, Cats would be one of the few films of 2019 I would rewatch right now. I would watch that again.
You would watch Cats again?
Ironically, yeah. I would probably have a few drinks, turn it on. I want at least like my roommate to watch it with me because he's never seen it. I feel like that is the experience I would want.
Yeah, I was about to say, put a pound of whiskey in me and then we'll talk about rewatching Cats.
I would love it if the Cats Broadway musical was still going. I don't even know if it is, but if it beat out Frozen, that'd be pretty funny.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, Frozen beat in the box office of 2019, but Cats still claws its way through COVID.
That would be a title for the day, for the ages. Oh, God.
All right, Alex. So that is it for my end here. Let's move on to sports. What's new on that side?
Well, you know, sports are being sports. For the first time in a while, I actually have a couple of mid-level stories that I have to tell. Three of them, to be precise. The first main story we're going to focus on is NFL players committing a holdup. What? Now, basically what happened is two NFL players by the name of DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar are being accused of armed robbery.
Wait, what am I being accused of?
Armed robbery.
Dang, they caught me.
So basically, both of these guys have had arrest warrants issued for them yesterday, in fact, for four counts of armed robbery, as they had lost $70,000 playing a card game at a barbecue party. And so they eventually said, you know what, we've had enough of this. They just held up four people at gunpoint and stole very expensive watches. The four watches stolen, one was worth $17,000. The other one was worth $25,000. The other one was worth $13,500. And then there was a knockoff watch that was worth $600. So you can tell which one the main target was. Anyways... So, safe to say their football careers have come to an end. However, both teams that own these players have not released any statements about their players and what they're going to do about the situation. So, what do you think about this story, this nice little short story?
So, there's two guys and four watches, correct?
That is correct.
That's weird, especially because the watches... For us, 13 grand is a lot. But for an NFL player that makes bank, it's weird that they didn't just buy it. But do we think that since there were four watches, two men, no statements by either team, that theoretically the two of them stole these watches, one for them, obviously, and the other two watches for their coaches, and the coaches set them up?
That is definitely a weird premise. I will give you that. I've not heard that one before.
And especially because I'm one of the two, I can confirm as Quentin himself.
This is a Quentin-approved story.
Yeah. Yeah, the coaches, they didn't like them on their team anymore. They wanted to find a way to get rid of them, so they just set them up by doing this. They probably, like, whispered in their ear, hey, if you get me a watch for free, I'll, like, make you the captain. I don't know how sports go.
I'll make you the captain. Yeah, that sounds
Yeah,
horrible.
that sounds worth losing your career over. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. Do we know if they were sober during this? Because this does not seem like a well thought out idea.
This does not seem like a sober idea. We do not know. They have not turned themselves into police yet, so we will see how that goes.
Yeah, it does seem weird. Now, the big question is, who's getting the $600 watch? Who just sacrificed their career for a crappy watch?
I don't think they knew it was a crappy watch at the time. I mean, it was a knockoff. So they probably looked at it later and it's like, ah, oh, shit, this is not a $6,000 watch. It's only a $600 watch.
Knowing myself, probably the Quentin's gonna end up getting the $600 watch. That's just how our life is.
So you think the Quentin Dunbar is going to get the $600 watch?
Yeah.
That's the life of a Quentin.
Yeah, we always end up getting the scraps.
Well, I mean, folks, you heard it here first. The Quintons are the low lives of the universe.
Yeah, we're like the leeches of society. We just feast off of what remains there are left.
The leeches of society.
That's us Quintons.
Okay, well, anyways, that was story number one. So, story number two out of the sports world, former NFL player James Harrison, he has been fined over $100,000 over his career for what are deemed dirty hits. And he just revealed in a story back in 2010, his head coach at the time, after committing one of these questionable hits, he was given an envelope by his head coach after the hit. Now, he doesn't express what's in the envelope. We can take assumptions and say that an unknown amount of cash was in the envelope. But this has sparked a story about bounty in the NFL and how coaches will pay their players bonus money for, let's just say, doing their jobs in a slightly illegal way. So what do you think about this story?
I do think it's funny how I was just saying how coaches probably pay those two guys to steal some watches and lose their careers. And then this story happens right afterwards. I even read this story, but you know what? I'm starting to think these coaches are dang shady.
You starting to think all NFL coaches are corrupt?
Yeah, they're paying people to steal watches and for hitting people. Man, oh man.
Man, oh man. At least, it could be worse, right?
You're right, you could get paid to kill someone. I guess it could be worse.
Exactly. It's not like they're trying to make NFL players to be contract hitmen or something.
Yeah. Or you could just have my life. Your life could always be worse. Anybody that's out there listening, your life could be worse. You could just be like me.
Yeah, you could be a Quentin.
So, as long as your name is a Quentin, you have something to live for.
Jesus. Anyways, we're going to move on to what I think is definitely the most interesting story of the week.
Hold on. What more interesting than Frozen being canceled on Broadway?
Well, I said interesting as in interesting sports story.
Oh, okay. Whew, I was gonna say that's the creme of la creme.
Yeah, just remember, I am stretching for stories this week.
Hey, at least you're
So,
stretching. That's good. Trump would like that.
yeah. So this is or this is your mom would actually like that I'm stretching. But anyways,
Whoa.
that was not a your mom joke. That was me going off of the going for a run because I'm in the doghouse.
Oh, okay. I almost had to break self-isolation and beat your ass. Whew.
Let's make
Well, like, oh yeah, your mom likes it when I stretch before tonight.
that. Sorry, Quentin's mom. I know you're probably still on the call.
Yeah, she's a very avid listener.
So, anyways, football broadcaster Joe Buck has apparently said that instead of crowds being at NFL games this winter, they are going to pump fake crowd noise into the arenas during games,
and they are also going to digitize fans for the TV broadcasts. So it's going to be like a video game where all the fans are digitalized and it's fake crowd noise, and then it's just real players on the field. So what do you think of that? Do you think other sports should do this just to make it more realistic and not have people feel sad that sports is back?
Now, it all depends on how they do the fake crowd noises and the fake fans. If they try to make it realistic, what's the point? We can get this any day of our life. This is just what that's how it's been in sports for years. But this is COVID-19. This is something we've never dealt before. This is a pandemic that we could try something new. And the fake crowd noises should be like the fake hacker noise Trump used this week. And it should be like, go Oilers, go. Yeah, you're my number one.
Do you think they should just get Trump to record all the fake noises?
Yeah, Trump would be great. Yeah, Trump should just record them all. Maybe that's what the dirty laundry is. Maybe the hackers are like, we know you recorded fake noises for sports games.
That might be what the dirty laundry is. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think that could be it. And then on the flip side, the fake digitalized fans, hear me out.
Okay.
Should just be a million Nicolas Cages.
Yep. Are you gonna will you start watching sports if that's the case? Because that's fucking hilarious.
I would. And each Nicolas Cage could be a him in an outfit from a role he's played.
Okay. So
you can have National Treasure Nick Cage sitting beside Tiger King Nick Cage with Donald Trump's voices cheering on the sports teams.
So do you think there's going to be like a couple Ghost Rider Nick Cages just sprinkled in there?
Oh yeah. They'll all be sprinkled in.
And they'll have their the fire heads on them too, you know, setting people on fire and whatnot.
Well, they won't be setting people on fire, but they will have the fire heads for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll have every Nick Cage in there. I'm sure there's 1,000 of them. If not, we'll just, you know, repeat them every third row.
Oh, I can just imagine the Nick Cage from Mandy. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that'd be another good one. I think this is perfect. We just got all these Nicolas Cages in the audience. And, you know, Donald Trump voice, robot voice. I don't really care. As long as if it's coming out of a Nick Cage body, I'm happy.
You're happy. Okay. Well, I am definitely going to start petitioning for that. I hope you will join in. But yeah, those are all my sports stories for this week. Definitely a few interesting ones, and you've made them definitely more entertaining.
Because isn't this what the people want? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a sports fan. You can let me know. But do people really just want digitalized, realistic people with digitalized, realistic cheering during a sports game when they could get that in 6 months? This is the time to be alive. Let's make sports fun again, or at least unique, and just let's just have some weird stuff there, cheer people up during COVID. I think this, you know what, people are just clamoring for fun content. I think this will get stories trending for sports. I think this will get people talking about sports right now. Obviously they are talking about it right now, but I think Nick Cage, an army of Nick Cages cheering on a sports team, I think that'd be great. So, you know, I think this is what people want, but I also don't watch sports, so maybe they'll find that distracting. I'd be distracted. I wouldn't even be watching the pigskin on the field. I would be watching all the Nick Cages standing there with their foam fingers and corn dogs.
Yeah, I would be down for watching it too, not gonna lie.
See? There you go. We get even the words of a fan of sports would still be down for it. I think this is a win-win.
Yeah, you know what? You've mastered the art of coming up with fake crowd noises.
And I'm also thinking logically, right? Like, sure, people would probably prefer 1,000 rocks, as in the rock, not just a boulder, or 1,000 Will Smiths. Like, sure, people probably like those guys more, and they probably bring more people in, but they would need to get paid, you know, a good chunk of money to let their face be used for sports. Nick Cage is Nick Cage. Come on. He would take $20 to do this.
Yeah. I mean, he just got brought on to do the Tiger Cake. So, I mean, why not? I mean, it makes a whole bunch of sense.
Yeah, just financially, this makes sense. I think he would do this on the smallest budget ever, just because I think he would love to see his face on there 1,000 times on a screen. So just budget-wise, logistically, I think this is what we want. All right, well, perfect. That is it for news this week. You can follow us at poptopic_pod if you want to follow us on Instagram. And until next week, you will hopefully be seeing my face 1,000 times on a sports stand. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex. You can catch me in Sam L. Jackson's new movie trying to outstage his swearing record and then realize that I have to be in a Jonah Hill movie.
I was going to say, I was like, going for second place. I like it. That's the Quentin way.
Don't shoot too high. Just go for something that'll put you in range.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.